It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 25th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 2% at $67,164. ETH is up 1.5% at $3,456. And Binance Coin is up 3% at $580. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the last 24 hours, Internet Computer up 23%. One of Binance's top execs in Nigeria has escaped from local custody after being detained, but the exact circumstances are a bit unclear. Now the country's tax authority has charged Binance with tax evasion. The charges include non-payment of taxes and aiding customers in dodging taxes through its platform. The standoff between Binance and the Nigerian government intensified over alleged criminal fund processing and currency rate setting. Wakirio, a project aimed at unlocking liquidity from real-world assets, was hit by a $16 million exploit. The attacker exploited a vulnerability in a MakerDAO-based smart contract, allowing them to mint an extra 1 billion CGT tokens. The tokens are now valued at around $40 million. Curio acknowledged the breach and assured users that contracts on the Polkadot side and Curio chain remain secure. They are working on a recovery plan and will update the community soon. While a sophisticated email phishing scam targeting creditors of bankrupt crypto firms like BlockFi and FTX has raked in over 5 million in crypto and NFTs in the past week, the scam is linked to the Pink Drainer Kit, a popular tool for such scams, and a breach of the email database. The stolen assets, largely from dormant wallets, have been funneled into an Ethereum wallet. Security experts have flagged the operation, tracing its origins to phishing emails impersonating BlockFi and FTX. Well, American comedian Kevin Hart's Bored Ape, which he purchased in January of 2022 for around $200,000, was recently sold for $46,000 on Blur. The sale represents an 83% decrease in value compared to Hart's initial purchase. Hart's acquisition of the Bored Ape was facilitated through MoonPay, which helped other celebrities buy NFTs. And finally, Elon Musk got involved in a conversation about Vitalik Buterin's use of Farcaster instead of Twitter, questioning why the Ethereum co-founder left the platform. Buterin has been active on Farcaster, a crypto-focused social media platform where he has over 180,000 followers compared to 5.2 million on Twitter. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.